head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, happy Friday. We are so excited this morning to have my cousin joining us live in the studio once again to promote the Grease Athena High School musical Footloose performance, which is coming to their Performing Arts Center for six shows.
Woo!
Opening night is going to be Friday, January 31st. You don't want to miss it. Joining us live in the studio, one of the stars of the show, but most importantly, my friend, my cousin, Vincent Musumeci!
Woo! Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Vincent, you brought your lovely girlfriend with you today, who also happens to be a part of the cast of Footloose, who's actually playing your wife in this musical.
Yes. Oh my God. Foreshadowing.
We got to say hello to Bella. Bella, thank you for coming into the studio this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Also, a junior at Grease Athena.
Yes, I am.
Vincent, you are a senior. Now, before you perform one of your songs from the show, tell us about your role in Footloose, which is based off of the 1984 hit with Kevin Bacon.
Yes, yes. So I am playing Reverend Shaw Moore. So, the plot of the story, I'm sure, as you all know, four kids, unfortunately, there was an accident on a bridge one night coming home from a dance. So as this just a grieving father, I decided that it was in the best interest of the people to ban dancing in the town. So this is just, a journey of forgiveness and, kind of just letting dancing back into the community, letting joy back in, and just trying to deal with that grief and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a great show, and I'm really excited for it.
Now, would you find this show more challenging than the one you did last year with the musical Grease?
Yeah, how did last year go?
Last year was amazing, and I'm very very glad with how it turned out. This year, in terms of my role, I would say it's probably a little more challenging just because I have a lot of monologues in this show.
Okay.
But I mean, listen, it's a great, great production. We put a lot of work into it. I'm really excited for it.
Yes, I'm sure you're proud of the cast and the choreographers. And, I love that Athena is putting on the show, because when you think of their Performing Arts Center, the first thing that comes to mind is talent, but also the amazing sets, the costumes, the music, everything that comes with it.
For sure, for sure.
And so tell us, where can people purchase their tickets for this?
Yeah, so tickets are always going to be available at the door. So you can just walk right up and ask for tickets at our box office. You could also go to curate.com. That's CUR8.com. You can select programs, and then you can search for Grease Athena, and you will find Footloose the musical.
And there's two weekends, which is amazing.
Yes, there are two weekends.
And kind of unheard of.
Yeah, lots of opportunities for people to come see it. Shows run from, so on the Fridays, shows are at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Saturday shows are at 7 o'clock as well. And then on the Sundays, the shows are at 2 o'clock.
Okay, nice. So the matinee's at 2 p.m.
Yes.
Got it. And then this opens Friday, January 31st, next Friday. Mm-hmm. It runs for two weekends, January 31st, and then February 1st, 2nd, 7th, 8th. In ninth.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to perform for us today.
I am.
Last year, you did a number from Grease and you blew it out of the water.
Crushed it.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
You're professional, though.
Yeah. We'll say that.
You're a professional. All right, tell us the name of this song that you're going to be performing.
This is Heaven Help Me.
Heaven Help Me.
Yes.
All right.
Just me on a Tuesday. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
I don't enjoy being her jailer. I don't relish telling her no, but then I think, what if I fail her? How can I just let her go? I strive to be a good preacher. I try not to go overboard. But then I think, if I can't reach her, how can I face my Lord? Heaven help me shoulder my load. Every day's a struggle. Still, someone's got to take the high road. If I don't, who will? I became a man of God to do his work, to spread his word, to ease some pain and dry some tears. That was the plan. But I might have thought twice if only I knew that I'd spend all of my time saying, no, don't do that. See, everyone prays for salvation. I'm happy to give them the tools. The problem is, here's my frustration. Nobody wants to have rules. So heaven help me with my labors. How can you expect one man to save his family and his neighbors? Heaven help me. Oh, heaven help me. If heaven can't, who can?
Vincent
Musumeci! Thank you, thank you. Performing Footloose, coming into the Greece Athena Performing Arts Center next Friday. Dude, you got to be the
Greece
most...
Greece Athena? More like RBTL. Yeah, oh, my God. I
don't know what happened. We have a lot of cousins and family members that do a lot of different things. You're mm-hmm. probably the most talented out of all of us. Where did that come from? Because I know your dad, my cousin, was he making you like sleep in the fireplace like Michael Jackson's dad?
I did sleep in the dishwasher, though. That did happen.
Oh, my God. Not CPS getting involved.
Oh, my God.
No, it was my own will. That was on my own will.
All right. Okay. That was absolutely incredible,
man.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the future Andrea Bocelli. Footloose, the musical based on the hit 1984 movie starring Kevin Bacon, is coming to Greece Athena. And you can get your tickets right now. Where, Vincent?
Either at the door or at curate.com. That's CUR8.com.
Make sure you guys go and check out the show. We'll see you there. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is actually really comical, at least for me.
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
It does happen when you get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Of somebody that you used to date. I don't know, tattooed
First of
on
all,
your...
never. First of all, never.
I went to it. But when you tattoo their name on your body, wherever that may be, inner thigh, lower back, who cares? And then you break up.
Restuses.
And you get into a new relationship. Would you remove that tattoo if your significant other, your new significant other, said, I'm uncomfortable with you having your ex's name tattooed on your body. You need to remove it. Would you go through that pain? Because we know it is painful to remove it.
Oh, my God. It's such a weird discussion because I get both sides. It's very painful to get a tattoo removed. It's very painful to get a tattoo, period. So whether you're getting it removed or getting it covered up,
yeah,
it's wild.
It is so painful for some people that they choose to just live with that mistake.
Right. And when you get into a new relationship with someone and they have that branded on them, it's kind of this constant reminder of like, okay, well, you were with Janine before me and I don't really need to see Janine's arm on your bicep. Like, I just don't want to see that. And for people that tattoo their lovers' names on them, like, you do you, I guess. I'm not going to yuck your yum, but like, I think you're wrong. Because... You never know what kind of situation you're going to find yourself in. Whether you're dating, married, whatever, it's just, I don't know. It's not for me. But is it wrong for a significant other, a new significant other, to be like, I'm not going to take you seriously and I'm not going to go to this next level of the relationship until you get that removed?
So I had a buddy who was dating a girl. They both end up getting tattoos What it was, I don't know if they got each other's names tattooed on their bodies, but it was something very significant where it was for one another.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, hey, this is our bond. We're both committed
to one
another.
Was their thing.
Then, you know, after years of dating, they break up. Now my buddy's remarried, still has that tattoo. I'm like, has that caused any issues? He's like, I wouldn't say issues, but it's caused a number of conversations to surface. But yeah. I'm not going to go through the pain and the trouble of removing it.
Right.
I'm like, what made you think that this was a good idea?
100%.
He goes, young and dumb.
Do you think that's a controlling ask for someone to say you need to get that removed? Or do you think that's just like par for the course?
I don't know. Is it a controlling ask if somebody asked you to remove all of your ex's photos from your social media?
See, this is where things get a little dicey.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean,
because like, listen, your space is your space, whether it be your social media, your Instagram grid, your body, your skin. And I get why that would be triggering.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, we'll go back to the let them theory. Like, people are going to do what they want to do. And you can't, like, make anyone do anything. And if you do make someone do something, especially someone that you claim to love, there is a huge chance that they hold resentment towards you down the line.
Well,
like,
that
oh,
is true
my
too.
Skin just got infected because I had to get this removed because you made me do that.
585-252-9800. Has anybody listening ever been asked by a significant other to remove a tattoo on your body that was connected to your ex somehow? I don't know how many people, I mean, if you have the face of your ex tattooed on your body, right. Then yeah, that's okay. An automatic.
Yeah, that's yeah. A hard no. But also this, I guess this goes into the next question of like, does it matter what it is? Like, does that play a role in it whatsoever? Like if it's their face, it's their name. There's no switching that and being like, oh yeah, it's just a flower that I liked. But if it's in the sense of your friend, like we both got two hearts on our lower back, like,
yeah.
Okay, that once meant something with someone, but now it's just something on my body.
Right, but they'll always be connected that way.
So I don't know if you ever ended up seeing This Is Us, obviously, or not This Is Us. It ends with us, excuse me, with Blake Lively, all the drama with that, the suing and all of that.
I haven't even watched it yet, and I keep telling myself, just watch it because of the drama that came with it.
So it's on Netflix, so you can, I mean, if you want to pay $1,700 just to watch one movie, but... The thing I'm talking about in this film specifically was the guy she was with was extremely abusive and trigger warning, excuse me. And the guy kept asking her about this tattoo and it was just a heart, like a wooden heart. It was significant to her past relationship, her first love. And he literally was so triggered by this tattoo that he like bit where it was.
Oh, God.
And it was just like...
That was in the movie?
Yeah. And it's just like, okay... If you're going to be that fixated on something, I mean, like, that's obviously a very extreme situation, but if you're going to be that fixated on something and let it bother you that much, like, either you need to have a conversation with this person or you need to, like, get out of the relationship.
No, that's just, that's...
Do you think it's wrong of the person to refuse? Be like, I'm not willing to get that removed.
No,
I'm not
don't.
Willing to cover that up.
I don't, because it's their body. And at the end of the day, like we talked about earlier in the show with the let them theory with Mel Robbins, you got to let people show you who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you either take it or leave it. If you're not down with it, if it makes you feel uncomfortable and they could care less how you feel, then all right, I understand. See ya.
Right.
That's it. 100%. What are you going to do? Force them to remove a tattoo? It is what it is.
I know.
And I'm the type of person where when you get in a new relationship, I think everybody deserves a clean slate. That's how I am. None of the baggage or drama. I'm still kind of living with my ex, but we're trying to look for new. Nah, we're so good here.
Yeah.
And that's why some people want you to remove all the photos with your exes off social media. It doesn't mean that your relationship didn't take place. It just disappears. But you're just offering someone like a clean slate. You know what I mean?
You're very big on that.
I always have been.
Yeah.
And I never was, because I was the guy that left all my photos of my exes up on my social media. And someone schooled me on it. I was like, no, I'm not removing them. And she got really, really upset, and I couldn't understand why. And yeah. then when the tables were turned, I'm like, yeah, I get it now.
Yeah.
It was a learning lesson for me to understand how I felt about it.
Couple texts coming in. This person says, I feel like you're 100% allowed to express your dislike, but you should never demand what someone else is doing with their body.
Right.
And then this person says, I know a couple who got matching pineapple tattoos on their 1-year anniversary, and they broke up shortly after. The girl had a baby with someone else within 6 months of their breakup. Pretty sure they both still have those matching tattoos. Not the pineapple.
After
Isn't
the,
that like a swinger thing?
After she gave birth, what other fruit did she tattoo on her body?
She's like, let's get a mango for good luck.
The upside pineapple on the porch is the swinger thing.
Yeah.
I got to put the pineapple on the porch.
I love that. So, I don't know. It's like, it's raising a lot of questions, and I don't know the answer. I don't know if we have an answer to it, but it's wild.
I don't have any tattoos. I kind of would like one, but man, I've seen some really bad tattoos, especially in Florida. I don't know what's going on in that state.
Well, their skin's like stretching and, you know, all that stuff. But I got mine in Daytona, so, huh?
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, happy Friday. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. There's a lot to unpack here. If you missed the call from yesterday at this time with Naya, I'm going to play you a quick clip just to catch you up to speed, because on hold, we have Ben, the guy who agreed to take Naya out on a couple of dates in exchange for money. And the person who gave him that money was no other than Naya's own mother.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip of the call yesterday, if you missed it, with Naya on the show explaining to us what happened.
He and I have been out 3 times, and I really think he's amazing. We hooked up on the 3rd date, which is kind of seemed for me to be something like that. But I do like him, which is, I mean, he's very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I found out that my mom's been paying him to date me. I haven't spoken to her since. She's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had to use the voice changer on that.
She was embarrassed, which, oh, I mean, course. I get it. That's super embarrassing.
I mean, you can't blame her, but it was an emotional thing for her. She was very vulnerable, and she didn't really want to talk about it, but she wanted to shed some light on what was going on, and some people were like, her mother kind of did the right thing. We're like, what?
Yeah, some people were really backing the mom, and they were like, it's coming from a place of love. Like, she should call her right now. And I was like, what? I'm not doing that.
We had Ben get a hold of us last night to see if he can come on and clear the air. Let's get over to him right now. Hi, Ben, are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ben, this is a wild story, man. This is your chance to clear the air. You told us Naya sent you the call from her on the air yesterday. The stage is yours. What were you thinking?
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys got most of the story, but I don't know if there's much else to tell. But as you know, I work with Naya's mom, and I just want to start off by saying I'm super sorry to Naya.
Sure.
I heard the call she sent me, and I mean, she sounded super hurt, obviously, but you know, that wasn't my intention, but I just wanted to come on and apologize to her.
But then that's very upstanding of you, but what did you think was going to happen? Like, as far as the outcome?
Well, I don't know. I mean, working with her mom, she's constantly hinting to me and all the other guys at work at how single her daughter was. And, I think everybody, including some of the interns, know how single Naya is because that's all her mom talks about.
Well, that's embarrassing.
So
it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know.
Muzzle her.
You know, she offered me money to go on a couple dates with her. She said she'd pay the tab or whatever I spent, along with $100 for each night we went out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a single guy.
It's hard on the streets.
I don't make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Naya's mom is just kind of pushy. And she's like, well, I'll do this. Here, you take my daughter out.
Well, how long would you say was Naya's mom hinting towards you, or I don't know, I guess you could say nagging you to take her daughter out?
Oh, this is a few months.
Okay, so she finally worried.
I just want to shut her up, to be honest.
It sort of became a thing at work where we were like, can you believe this lady is like offering, you know?
Right. Whoring her daughter out. It's crazy.
She brings up the fact her daughter's never going to meet anybody sitting at home, and she's, I'm never going to be a grandma. So at the end of the day.
But let's get right into it.
This is for her own good. You're helping me. This is for her own good. And it's like, I don't know.
But Ben, I'm glad you apologized, but at the end of the day, you still had sex with her. And you kind of did it for money.
Yeah, that's weird.
Have you thought about this?
Right. Well, you're right. We hooked up, but I didn't plan for that to happen. I mean, when you go into this agreement, you don't think that this is going to kind of mess with your emotions a little bit.
I get that. But did you ever think for once, hey, what happens if she finds out? How far am I going to take this?
You know what? I'm short on cash, and you know, I had to do something, and this was what I did, and I didn't think it through, and I'm a guy, man. And Moose, you've done a lot worse. I've heard your show, man. So
he doesn't have a point. When you were in LA, that was
I didn't have sex with anyone for money
that we know of. But I mean,
but I will say this: the feelings between us that night were genuine. It was like we're having a real moment, and it's all twisted because it started with her mom, and I feel horrible, and that's why I wanted to apologize. So it's super awkward. I'm sorry to Naya for what happened. And you know, I didn't mean for this to get like this. I mean, she deserves to find somebody she really likes.
But it's not going to be you.
But it's not going to be me.
Do you regret it? Like getting paid to take Naya out, have sex with her, only to get her hopes up and then tell her this was all your mom's idea? She paid me to do it?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel bad about it, but I, you know, at the end of the day, I got to think about me. I needed the money. Does that make sense?
I mean, honestly, I guess it makes sense, but you're still disgusting. Like, honestly, this is just super weird. And a lot of people were texting in yesterday saying that you're a full-blown prostitute, Ben. So I'm not really sure what's going on. I've needed money, too. We've all needed money. I don't know if I would stoop this low. So yeah.
She didn't say, she said dates. She didn't say sex.
But you did that. You went off to do that. So
because their feelings were involved.
No, there was a check involved. Like, if there was feelings involved, you would have called the mom right then and there. You wouldn't have Venmo requested her. You would have said, hey, I don't feel right about this. I really, really like her. Can we just, like, call it off? Because if that was really the case, you would have turned the money down and just been genuine, but you didn't. So don't sit there and be like, there was real feelings involved. No, you literally boned and then you ran all the way to the bank.
Listen,
if I would have stopped right before things got hot, you know, she would have been, oh, okay. I would have been screwed either way.
Right, okay.
Look, at the end of the day, this isn't anybody's fault but Naya's mom. It's Naya's mom. She's the one that started. She was the architect. So if you're going to blame anyone, blame her.
I don't know about, right. Well, okay. Well, thank you, man, for coming on and just sharing your side of the story. If you, you know what? If you're looking for a stage name, I would just go with Big Ben.
Okay.
All right, Ben. Thank you so much. It was nice to hear your side, although I still don't agree, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, listen, we still appreciate you coming on the show and trying to clear the air, at least on your part. But what's the future hold for you and Naya? Is this it? You're done? You're cutting it off?
I think it's done.
Yeah.
I think it's done.
You think?
She is pretty hurt, man. But you know, I don't have to tell you. You heard the call yesterday. All right. Listen, have a great weekend, man. Thank you for calling up.
Yeah.
Okay. See ya. We love the accountability.
He literally took a 0% accountability. He goes, but it's Naya's mom.
We got a listener that texted in and said, Breezy, thank you so much for calling this guy out. Him trying to turn it around that he actually had feelings that were involved is total crap. If he liked her, he wouldn't have accepted the money. Or plus been like, hey, I took her out to Applebee's for dinner. You owe me $75.
Yeah.
She got the trio. She likes to eat.
No, literally. That slaps, to be honest. I get down with a trio.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%.
God, it's so good.
Guys, I had my kids in the car while listening to this, but I couldn't turn it off. This is so wild. What mom pays a guy to take their daughter out? She must be Italian.
No, fully. Hey, come get my daughter.
Stop.
Peppuccini.
What the hell are you doing? What is it?
Parmesan. I don't know.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon.